the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In honor of Navajo Code Talkers Day, one of Anthony A's best friends, his name is Joshua Forney, has agreed to talk to us because, well, Automatic, you and I, and the whole team, we were in San Diego having a conversation with people from all over the world. Nobody knew who the Navajo Code Talkers were.
Which was so surprising to me, but because we grew up in the Southwest, I think it's common knowledge here.
It's storytelling common knowledge, which people of indigenous descent, that's the way we've always told our stories. Unfortunately, those stories are left out of the history
and not
books.
A lot of them, yeah, they made it into the books. The one thing I want to do right here is recognize Joshua because he tells his grandfather's story so eloquently that he obviously was told the stories over and over and over to him. And that's why he's able to repeat them like it was like we were actually talking to the grandpa who was a code talker, but now he's 104 to 107. They can't figure it out.
Oh, you'll hear more about it inside this podcast. I want you to listen with your kids. I want you to learn. I want you to read about it. And more importantly, tell the story so that true history can be learned because there's power in knowledge and no one can take it away.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
My first question, Joshua, to you is what's your grandfather's name?
My grandfather's name is John Kimsel Sr.
And how did you, there's so many questions because we're trying to explain to people, like we met with some people this weekend, they don't even know what Navajo Code Talkers is. How do you explain to someone who's never heard about the Navajo Code Talkers what they did to help the U.S. win World War II?
Oh, yeah. I just say, you know, those freedoms you enjoy every day, you're welcome.
That's right, Joshua. Thank you so much. And just, you know, I always say this, and I want to reiterate it with you on that because of the Navajos' refusal to assimilate and get rid of their language, like my people did, Spanish is a European language, when we gave it up, we were able to win despite the mistreatment of Native Americans all over this land. They said, all right, we'll help you.
So, long story short, during World War II, America was using different types of codes that were always broken by the Japanese. They're super intelligent. They broke and deciphered every code that America threw at them. And one of the generals during World War II had spent some time on the Navajo Rez, and he recalled how hard the language was to not only like understand, but to even speak. And so he threw this idea out, like, hey, why don't we make a code using the Navajo language? And from then on, they had some Navajos in the military who helped develop, you know, different words and different meanings. And so they recruited Navajos from the Navajo Nation to sign up and enlist and become the first code talkers. And my grandfather was one of the first groups, the original 108 who signed up.
Wow. How old is he today?
Yeah. He's about 104. It's sort of hard to pinpoint exactly, 107, 104, because he doesn't have a birth certificate.
You know, what's interesting is listening to this, there's people that will hear that didn't learn that in school, that nobody talks about. And the fact that we still don't have water on certain parts of the Navajo Nation or electricity blows my mind. And Wi-Fi, you know, we attended the Navajo Nation's presidential inauguration. And one of the things that President Nguyen said was I am going to fight harder than ever before to make sure that our people have the same luxuries that United States citizens do. And it's all by design that you don't.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank you and all of the Native Americans throughout this country for just helping in that. That's crazy to me that your grandfather did that despite all of what the U.S. government did to them.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, he's super proud. Yeah, he's super proud of, you know, what he did in the Marine Corps. And the stories he has are just insane. And obviously, he's on the last leg. Even now, we had planned a little event at his house. But I was informed today that probably won't be happening just because he's so tired and, you know, not in the mood for visitors, really. And so this is just, you know, we're at the end of his life. But when he was able to speak pretty clearly, he had so many fun stories about like him just the things he saw, really. He was obsessed with his, because every co-talker was paired with a guy from Texas, or from a caretaker from the Marine Corps, a guy to protect him, you know?
Yes.
And his guy was from Texas, and he's just obsessed with Texas. It's weird. Like, every story he had was dudes from Texas.
Well, it's because when you're from Texas, you just know, you know, it's a great place. It's a great place.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, those guys from Texas are crazy. And, you know, he would say it. I'm like, what do you mean? And he was like, well, because before they went to Iwo Jima, they went to Guam. And while he was at Guam, you know, he was like, those guys from Texas would, he's like, in there, they have lizards that are, you know, 4 feet long, giant lizards. And those guys from Texas would catch them and put strings around them and walk them around like little puppy dogs. He was talking about iguanas or Komodo dragons or something. And yeah, to him, it was just like the wildest thing. And he's just like, that's one of the things he recalls, is his guys from Texas, his friends from Texas.
Joshua, I'm laughing because it's National Lizard Day. And I was just telling the guys, I played with lizards when I was little. I'm from Texas. And they're like, you're a weirdo. It's a Texas thing. It's a Texas thing. Salute your grandfather. Salute all of the code talkers. And for anyone who is told to assimilate, don't. Yeah, there's beauty in culture. There's beauty in all of our culture.
In the traditional ways.
That's right. And it's funny, we're all going back to it now. We're realizing you got to go back to those traditional values and ways.
Yeah, I think there is a resurgence of wanting to reconnect with, you know, the old ways.
Oh, especially like I said, being of Mexican descent, we're not taught that we're also indigenous. Like, I didn't know. And you take your DNA test, you're like, what? It's by design. It's crazy.
Navajo culture, we do recognize Mexicans as one of our main clans.
Anthony just threw up the gang sign. Now he's down with that. He threw up the gang sign. He's let's go.
Probably a Nakai Dinet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nakai Dinet.
Mexican clans.
I love it. Okay, well, there you go. Joshua, thank you for taking the time, and please tell your grandfather we appreciate him. We really do.
Oh, 100%. Thank you guys so much for just recognizing it and acknowledging, you know, the great things that Code Talkers did and helping win the war in the Pacific. Is who knows how that could have gone.
Now let's fight for the nation, the Navajo Nation, to get the water, to get the Wi-Fi, to get the electricity that they deserve. They so deserve.
I've been pushing that forever. He recently just got running water at his cabin, literally a week and a half ago. They renovated his home finally. And that was all thanks to Boo Rin. So, shout out to Boo Rin.
That's what I'm saying. He said while he was accepting, you know, when they were at the inauguration, he said, I'm going to fight.
Yeah.
And after that Supreme Court decision, I was disgusted that they did not deserve water and that, no, we didn't have. What is wrong with you?
What can you do?
We'll fight. That's what we're going to do, just like your grandfather and many others did. We're going to continue to fight.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.